131060 Hit Family. I want to know, did you actually do anything with your wedding dress? Because middle of last week, boys, I posted on Instagram for dry cleaner recommendations for wedding dresses in particular. I've got a dry cleaner, but I want a wedding dress, specific.
Yeah.
You saw my dress. There's a lot of beading. There's a lot of material and there's feathers. And I know they can be quite annoying to clean properly. But for the past week and a bit, I have been inundated and I'm getting really frustrated with the messages I'm receiving. Some have been recommendations, appreciate those. But most of them have been, oh my God, why do you want to get a dry clean? You're not selling it, are you? No, you can't sell it. You'll regret it. You'll regret it. You'll regret it. Your daughter will want to wear it when she grows up. It's
never
a beautiful
happened.
Family
Peach.
Heirloom.
Peach. Surely
you
Peach should not
keep
around
it.
Your dress by that.
The dry, they can get it bagged and boxed, but you should definitely keep it. Just find some space in your house and literally message after message after message. And I just feel like screaming,
leave Brittany alone.
I am Brittany in this instance.
No one
has done anything actually with their dress. Even women who have kept it, don't even try and tell me you pull it out of the cupboard and look at it. Give me a break. I love stuff, but I hate clutter. And a huge wedding dress boxed up is going to take up so much space.
Because you can't really fold it or anything, can you? It's just like a full-length box.
Exactly, because if you fold it, obviously you could damage the material. So I appreciate it how they have to store it.
Yeah.
But where the hell am I going to put it?
I feel like it's like a senior's jersey. You know, you get year 12 senior's jersey, everyone signs it.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't want to throw this away because it feels like, I don't know, sacrilegious, but I'm not going to do anything with this.
100%. Yeah. There is obviously a level of sentimentality.
Yeah, like
and
you make a wedding
dress. Loved my dress, but I'm never pulling it out and wearing it again. One woman said I should cut it and wear it like as an evening gown, get rid of the train. I was like, who has ever done that? Have you seen my dress?
Yeah.
The train was the whole dress. What's the point of cutting it?
You know what my mom did with hers?
What?
And she still does. She did it for years and years and years. Every year on their wedding anniversary, mum would wear her dress.
No.
She'd wear it down the stairs and she'd eat dinner in the dress with us as a family.
No.
That's
no.
Yeah. And we'd all be like, mum, no, please. No, mum, come back. She had the veil on and she'd flick it over and she'd make dad reenact the kiss. And we're
and
like,
was that like an 80s dress? Like
yeah.
Poofy.
Oh, yeah. It was puffy. And yeah. Every year she'd wear it for dinner. Yeah.
Wow.
Why don't you get a bucket and tie dye it and then it can be, you know, reusable for just like a weekend dress.
Trendy.
I know that we did the electric shock collar. You're trying to get how much the dress was worth.
Yeah, because how much was it? It was like 15, 18,
23,
20. Going north,
I'm not going to say, but I could get a pretty penny selling it is what I'm going to say. Dresses actually hold their retail value quite well. I'm a pretty standard shape. I don't have huge buzzies. My waist isn't particularly thin. I'm pretty stock standard.
Yeah.
So there's probably quite a few women who could wear my dress and help me pay off the dress. You know what I mean? I could make some money is what I'm saying.
So you like rent it out. You wouldn't just sell it off.
You know what? That's an option. Maybe I could rent it. I was thinking sell and just be done and dusted.
I
don't
want to
deal with cleaning and all that.
Yeah.
But yes, I just don't believe all these women who are like, keep it. Your daughter's going to wear it. Shut up. No, she's not.
No, they won't.
She won't.
Mum said to Abby, my older sister, you can wear my dress. And Abby's like, absolutely not.
I don't believe
it. It's hideous now. I don't want to wear that.
Exactly. Yeah. Fashion changes.
It does.
It's had a lot of bolognese on it too now.
So many family dinners.